Yesterday we discussed a little bit the din of chomet she'ovar olav ha-pesach, that according to Reb Shimon it's only a penalty midrabbanon, saknas midrabbanon, and it only applies chemtus shel Yisrael, she'ovar olav ha-pesach, chemtus shel nochrim. There's no reason to make a knas, so it's mutter. Whereas according to Reb Yude, chomet she'ovar olav ha-pesach is an isa deraisa. It's not a penalty for having violated Bal Yirod by Matzeh, and therefore even chemtus shel nochri. She'ovar olav ha-pesach. Any chometz that's in existence in the world, anywhere in the world, on Pesach becomes also b'achila b'hanol yoel on board, and you're not permitted to eat it after Pesach. So it's interesting. The whole discussion began in the Gemara Chof Chesam at Aleph after the Mishnah is quoted. The Mishnah says, Chomet shal nochri she'ovar olav ha-pesach muta b'hanol she'isa olas b'hanol she'ne'mar. So she'ne'mar usually means that it's a din d'araisa. And when you get to the Maskana of Tesam and Aleph, so the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon agrees that there's a penalty with the Rabbanim because he violated Bal Yirod by Matzeh. So the Gemara changes the Girsa and the Mishnah. Instead of Shenemar, so they say Mishum Shenemar. That's what the Ramban points out in the Sefer HaMitzvos in connection with different Gemara. When it says Shenemar, it means that it's a din d'oraisa, quoting a pasuk. When you say Mishum Shenemar, it means based on the pasuk, the Chachamim made a din d'rabban. So that's over here. It appears like that. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos discusses this in connection with the Mishnah in the second parak in Sanhedrin. The Kain Gadol is not permitted to be mitame even to the seven relatives. Only permitted to be mitame, obligated to be mitame to a meis mitzvah. But the design krov is not supposed to. It says that he shouldn't even follow the mitzvah. Let's say when they're burying one of the parents dies of the kain gadol, shouldn't the pasuk says umin hamigdosh lo yetze. So there's a discussion in the Tanaim. What does that mean? He's not allowed to leave the beis hamigdosh at all. Umin hamigdosh lo yetze shaloyetze migdushasay. He shouldn't be mitame himself, but he may walk out of the beis hamigdosh to attend the funeral of his parents. He should walk a block behind. The funeral procession will be a block ahead, and he'll walk behind. So the Gemara first starts off by saying Shenemar, sounds like it's a din d'oraisa. And then the Gemara changes it, Mishum Shenemar, sounds like it's a gzeira d'rabbanan. So the Ramban talks a lot about that. Is that din a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? And he places emphasis on the Shenemar and Mishum Shenemar. The Masechta begins with the din of Bedikas Chometz. The Gemara says on Dalet on the days that we have leniencies, we have kulas regarding Bedikas Chometz, because the whole requirement for Bedikas Chometz is only with the Rabbanan, so therefore we have a right to be Mekel. Why is Bedikas Chometz the Rabbanan? The Gemara says, because Mederaisa Bebitel be Alma Sagile. Mederaisa, it's enough with Beetle. What exactly is Beetle? So that's a famous Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and many Rishonim agree with Rashi. The Rambam and many others, the Ramban. Rashi says that Bitl is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. The Targum Onkelos on the Pasuk, Ach Bayom Rishon Tashbisu, translates to Vatlun. I don't know, Aramaic, it could be a Tevatlun just as another way of saying destroying. But I think it's usually assumed that Tevatlun in the Targum Onkelos sounds like Rashi, that the Bitl, making a declaration that you Mevatl Lacham, is that itself is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi on the Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Tosfos Demamasa, the second Tosfos, Mederaisa the Bitl be Al Masagi. Say, how could that be the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisu? The Mishnah has later a Machlokes Hatanoim between Reb Yehuda and Chachamim. How does one fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu? Reb Yehuda's opinion is Ein Ber Chometz Ela B'Sreifa, and the Chachamim disagree. Hash Besasa B'Chol Dovar. You don't necessarily have to do Sreifa, you can be Af Mefarav Zor LaRuach or Mata LaYam, any form of destruction. But and Tosfos has a Machlokes Balei HaTosfos, whether we should pass like Reb Yehuda, or pass like the Chachamim. Normally you should say Yochid V'Rabim HaLochid Kirabim, the din is probably not like Reb Yehuda, but Tosfos has a Stam Mishnah in the end of Tmura that sounds like it says like Reb Yehuda, the Chometz is Menhan Nisrafim. So that's a question how we should pass. So the Tosfos Tainis, the whole Machlokes HaTanaim only is what form of destruction is required. You have to have utter destruction on the Chometz. Reb Yehuda says it has to be Davke B'Sreifa, And the Chachamim say Hashbasos b'chol davar. But just to have the chametz on the table to make a declaration, I'm mevatel it, that's a fulfillment of the mitzvah. That's neither strafa nor is it Hashbasos b'chol davar. Neither here nor there. So nothing. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. And Tosfos thinks that bitul is not a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisu, it's a harama. It's a way to avoid violation of Bal Yeroi by Matzah, but you're not in fulfillment of the mitzvah. Let's say I have chametz in the house. I have a ton of chametz and I sell it to a nochri. Sell it to a nochri, that's not a fulfillment of Tashbisu. I didn't destroy it. I sell it to a nochri, so there's no violation of Bal Yeroi by Matzah. Chemtzu shal and nochri, the vesu shal Yisrael, there's no violation. So Tosfos claims that bitul is another way of saying hefker. And Tosfos is mechadesh that just like if the chametz belongs to a nochri, there's no violation of Bal Yeroi by Matzah. So too, if the chametz is hefker, it's not mine, there's no violation of Bal Yeroi by Matzah. It could well be that Rashi didn't learn like Tosfos because he disagrees on that. Is that really true? The Ramban on this daf, Dalet Amud Beis, the Ramban quotes that in the Talmud Yerushalmi, there's a machlokes hatanaim. They quote two brises that contradict each other. Yerushalmi says a machlokes hatanaim. If you have chomet shal hefke b'shus ha-Yisrael, is one in violation of Bal Yeroi by Matzah? In order to violate Bal Yeroi, it has to belong to me? Well, no, the chomet doesn't have to belong to me. If it's chemtzo shal akum, or chemtzo shal gavoa, the Gemara learns that, shal choyat eroye, avalat eroye, shal acherim, where is that? That's on Dav Hei Amid Beis. Shal choyat eroye, if the chomet belongs to me, I violate Bal Yeroi by Matzah. Avalat eroy shal acherim, Rashi writes, acherim means non-Jews. L'shal gavaya, if it belongs to Hegdush. But let's say it belongs to Yisrael acher. Chemtze shal Yisrael acher b'shusi. So several achrayinim understand the Rashi. The Rashi holds that there would be by Rabbi Matzah. Pnei Yeshua learns like that. The Or Chodesh, there's a classic on Psochem that's called the Or Chodesh. Now it's out of style, no one even looks at it. But when I was a student in Yeshiva, we still bought the Or Chodesh. The Or Chodesh is the one that Nosson Adler told the Chassam Sofer was a young teenager. He was learning by Nosson Adler in Frankfurt. So he recommended to him he should go learn in Rechnitz by the Or Chodesh. So he went there and he didn't like it and he came back after a month or two and he harbored a grudge against his Rebbe. What did he send me to go over there to listen to the shiur? He didn't enjoy the shiur. And then years later, that saved his life. The fact that he spent time in Rechnitz. So the Or Chodesh, the Vilna Gaon understands Rashi like that. Chemtzo shel Yisrael acher b'shus ha-Yisrael. Rashi holds you don't have to be the owner of the chametz in order to violate Bal Yeroi by Matzah. If the chametz belongs to a nochri, so then it's mufka from Bal Yeroi, because the nochri is a gavra la barochi, a Bal Yeroi. Gavoya is not Jewish, Hegdish. If the chametz belongs to Hegdish, Hegdish is not subject to the prohibition of Bal Yeroi by Matzah. So if the chametz shel Hegdish is birshusi, so I don't violate Bal Yeroi by Matzah. But chametz shel Yisrael acher, the owner of the chametz is Jewish. So he is subject to the prohibition of Bal Yeroi by Matzah. So if I have his chametz in my rishus, it's my violation of Bal Yeroi by Matzah. Let's say you have two Jews share an apartment together, and one of them is observant, one is not. So the one who's not observant keeps chametz on Pesach. So according to Rashi, the one who is observant is in violation of Bal Yeroi by Matzah because of the other fellow's chametz. If it would have been chametz shel nochri or chametz shel gavoya, there wouldn't be a violation. So that's two opinions in the Yerushalmi, quoted by the Ramban, Am Psachim, whether Chomet Shal Hefker, B'Shus HaYisrael, is there a violation of Bal Yeroi by Matzah? What's the question? Part of the question is, what's the nature of Hefker? Let's say I have a box of cookies, and I'm after it. What does it mean, Hefker? Hefker means that it's ownerless. That's what we usually assume. Hefker means that it's ownerless. Or Hefker means the Chazon Ish came up with a new definition of Hefker. The Chazon Ish, in the beginning of his Sefer on Orla, he thinks, based on Mishnayos and Orla, he thinks that Hefker means it belongs to the Klal, it belongs to the Tzibur, to the effect that everyone has a right to take it. Any individual member of the Tzibur has a right to take it. Like you have, let's say, there's when you mafresh Truma, so the Truma belongs to the Shevet Kohanim. What does it mean it belongs to the Shevet Kohanim? Any member of Shevet Kuna has a right to take the Truma. So there are two types of bailus that the Tzibur can have. The Tzibur owns the streets and owns City Hall. and owns the city hospitals, but you don't say any individual member of the tzibur has the right to be kind of city hall. It belongs to the tzibur, should remain in the ownership of the tzibur. Then if someone is mapke something, so the Chazon Ish understands, it's not that it's ownerless. It belongs to the tzibur with respect to, like Maman HaShevet, with respect to that any member of the tzibur has a right to claim it as his own. Because we have, it belongs to the rabbim, rather than say tzibur, it belongs to the rabbim. Because in Choshen Mishpat, in Simen Shin Lamigimel is about Tzchiris Poelim, about hiring workers, employees. So Rabbi Akiva on the bottom of the page quotes from the Darkei Moshe on the bottom of the tour, that the Darkei Moshe quotes a Mordechai in Bava Metzia, that normally, in order to clinch a deal, you need a kinyan. If you just make promises, you didn't make any kinyan, so it's not yet binding. It's not right to violate your Eino Emet B'Diburai, but strictly speaking, the Bezdin won't enforce a promise. So the Mordechai has a chiddush, Rabbi Kivega quotes it, Halacha L'maisa, that if a person says to three shutfim or more, he says either to the community or he says to a shutfus of three people or more, three people is called a rabbim, I'm going to give you this gemara, I'm going to sell you this gemara. So the din is that the tzibur, the rabbim, don't need a kinyan in order to acquire ownership, in order to get bailus. There they're talking about, let's say, a person promised to do work and then he backs out from the job. He didn't even begin, he promised a month in advance, and then he backs out the next day before he even begins. They can get someone else to do the work. They don't need dafke him. So the Ramo and the Darkei Moshe on the tour quotes from the Mordechai that if I promised three people a business that consists of three people or more, that's already a rabbim. You can't say it's a tzibur. Three people is a rabbim. That's a machlekes. How many people do you need that it should be called a rabbim? Three or ten? Nedushuhuder bar rabbim and Nedushuhuder al das rabbim. That's a discussion in Gemara Gittin. So the Gemara has a machlekes samarim. How many people do you need that it should be called a rabbim? So the Mordechai is assuming that three. So the Mordechai says the rabbim don't need a kinyan and they acquire ownership just bidvarim. When the fellow says I'm gonna do the work for you and I'll take such a salary, and then they agree to that. So that's legally binding. That constitutes a kinyan. So the Chazon Ish asks, where did he get it from? Where did they get his chiddush from? So he thinks that they got it from the institution of Hefker. Hefker is a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that says v'hashviyis tishmetenu unetashto. Why the kefa lashon tishmetenu unetashto? We assume that lo dibur Torah k'lashon b'niyotim. Whenever you have lashonis kfulim, you assume that it's lidrasha. So what do you learn? So Tosis and Bava Kama quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi on Peya. Hashviyis tishmetenu unetashto. The peres that grow shnas hashmita hefker. And then unetashto yesh lach netisha cherish hikazu. There's another time that there's an institution of hefker, namely if a person wants to be mafker, his property. So hefker has a mokker in that pasuk tishmetenu unetashto. So hefker is chal bedvarim. Person makes a declaration. I declare my property, my karka, my betatlan, whatever. He declares that it's hefker. How come it's chal bedvarim? So the Chazon Ish thinks that the pshat is not that it becomes ownerless. You makne to the tzibur. And he has when the Mishnah is in the beginning of Maseches Orlo, you can be makne to the tzibur without any need for a ma'aseh kinyan. So not only a tzibur, a rabbim is also the same. Learned that from the same pasuk, tishmentenu and atashta, the institution of hefker means akno to the rabbim. So this is a shaila. It could well be that Rashi doesn't learn like Tosfos. Tosfos learns that bitul chometz min haTorah bebitul bi'al masagi means that you mapke the chometz. So if it's not yours, so there's no violation of Bal Yerah by Matz. It could be that Rashi holds like that other opinion in Yerushalmi. Could be, yeah, could be, no. It could be that Rashi holds like the other opinion in Yerushalmi that it won't even help. That even if it's chemtzo shal hefker, birshus ha-Yisrael, could be you violate Bal Yerah by Matz. Could be that Rashi holds only chemtzo shal, Rashi sounds like he holds chemtzo shal Yisrael acher birshusi. There is a violation of Bal Yerah by Matz, because Rashi long shal acherim. Shalachem means shal nochrim. Shalachem shal gavaya is only if it belongs to a nochri, belongs to hegdish, then there's no violation of Bal Yerah by Matz, because the bailim of the chametz, the nochri and the hegdish, they're mufka from the prohibition of Bal Yerah by Matz. So it could be that chametz shal hefker doesn't belong to a bailim who's mufka from Bal Yerah by Matz. If you learn that hefker means ownerless, So it could be that Rashi would hold the chametz shall have kibushisi. I am in violation of Bayira.
But if the person is not allowed to own chametz, even if it's not in their house on Pesach.
Right.
So if I'm mafkir chametz and I put it in Rishus Rabim, so then no one's going to say that all the Kali Yisrael is violating Bayi Matzah because they violate the hefker chametz I was mafkir.
No, that does make sense. Correct.
So then why would even within the Chazanish's explanation of hefker, so then why would that be a reason why we would say that we would say that if a person's mafkir their chametz, they should still violate Bayi Matzah?
No. If you say the other way, let's first do the Or Chodesh has a kasha. I should have given this first. The Or Chodesh has a kasha. How can the Pnei Yeshua, Or Chodesh was in the 1800s, the Pnei Yeshua was in the 1700s. So how can the Pnei Yeshua claim, according to the Rashi and Hema base, that Chemtza Shal Yisrael Achavushu Si'ai by Lei by Yeroi by Matzah isn't against of the Farish and Mishnah Mem Vava Med Aleph? Mishnah in the bottom of Mem Vava Med Aleph has the discussion, Ketz Mafrish and Chala Betuma B'Yontif. Person wants to make a cake on Yontif, and he has to be Mafrish Chala. So he's going to be Mafrish Chala. So normally I'm going to bake the cake that's a Heter Echol Nefesh. I'm going to be Mafrish Chala, it's a Heter Echol Nefesh. I'll give it to the Kohen to eat. But if it's Chala Tmeya, so the Kohen will not be able to eat it. But if I'm not going to bake it, it'll turn into Chametz. I mix flour with water. It's talking about Pesachim. It's going to turn into chametz on Pesach. So I'll be in violation of Bayra, by Matzah. So you're not allowed to do a melacha of baking the challah in order to protect yourself from violation of Bayra, by Matzah. That's not a chal nefesh. So the Mishnah asks, what are you going to do? Ketzim afrish and challah betuma biyantif. If the whole Isa is an Isa tameyah, you have to be mafrish challah in order to eat what's mutar bachila to the to the bailam. Then what do you do with the challah? So Rav Lezer says, first you bake the cake and then you mafrish challah afterwards. Because it's going to be mafrish challah before you bake it, you can't bake the challah. Ben Maseir says, no, that's not the right way to do it. Normally it's supposed to be mafrish challah before you bake it. You're going to bake it as tevel, you're going to make a bli of tevel in the baking tin. So you don't want to do that. You should be mafrish the challah, but then the challah is going to become chametz. You're going to violate by matzah. So he says, tatal betzoynim. Let the balabasta take the challah and throw it into ice cold water, so that'll prevent it from developing further to become chametz. Maybe. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua says, what's the problem? Lo zeu chametz shemisar molim b'vayira b'ayimatzeh. There's no b'vayira b'ayimatzeh because the chametz doesn't belong to me. So the Archadosh asked the kasha, who does the chametz belong to? Belongs to the shevet kahuna. So Rashi Shita is chametz shel Yisrael achad b'shusa Yisrael. I violate if the Pnei Yeshua is right, that that's what Rashi meant on the Fem and Amid Beis. Only Chemtzu Shal Yisrael Ach, only Chemtzu Shal Nochri. Chemtzu Shal Nochri, Shal Acherim means Nochri. The Chemtzu Shal Yisrael Ach, Bishu Si, I violate by Yeroi, by Matzei. So how does Rashi read the Mishnah? The Rebbe Yeshua says in the Mishnah, Lo Zav Chamesh Emesar Molim by Yeroi, by Matzei, because it belongs to the Shevet Kahuna. But it's still my violation of Bayura by Matzah. Shevet Kahuna is Jewish. That's the Archadosh's kasha. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, Rav Soloveitchik said the kasha from the Archadosh in the name of Hashem Omri. He heard of the Sefer. Okay. So I think in my Archadosh, that's the only thing I ever looked. And this kasha. So the Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, if you look in the top Rashi and Vavam and Beis, Rashi asks the kasha himself, and Rashi answers the kasha. Rashi says, there's no violation of Bayura by Matzah, the midin amafrish the challah doesn't belong to me. Who does it belong to? Shevet Kahuna. Then Rashi says, it doesn't belong to Yisrael Acher either. If I would give it to a particular Kayin, then Rashi says, it would have been Bayura by Matzah. Chemtza Shal Yisrael Acher Bishusi. But I didn't give it to a particular coin yet. I didn't yet exercise my tovus hanot to pick out which coin I'm going to give it to. Who does it belong to? Shevet Kahuna. Shevet Kahuna is a corporation. Shevet Kahuna is not a shutfus. Shevet Kahuna is a chalashem bailus. It's not an individual person who has the lava bayura by matze. Just like Akum Ahegdish is a bailim who is a gavra lava hoche bayura by matze. So Shevet Kahuna is also a chalashem bailus. It's not a shutfus of a group of Jews. So Rashi writes beferish. The labdi dehu, the chametz, once I'm kari shem chaleh, doesn't belong to me. V'zeinu shalcha v'lo shalcha v'ercha da'akate le'mota li'ad koin. So Rashi says, fakir v'lo shalcha v'ercha. If it belonged to another Jew, I would be in violation of Bal Yerod Bai Matzis. I didn't give it to another koin yet. Akate le'mota li'ad koin. So who does it belong to? Shevet Kuhuna. So Shevet Kuhuna is the same as Hegdish, the same as Akum. It's a Bailim who's a lab bar hochi, a Bal Yerod Bai Matzis. That's where Rashi seems to also. Getting back over here, Rav Soloveitchik suggested it could well be that Rashi would disagree halacha lemaisa with Tosfos. Tosfos says that bitul means hefker. It could be that Rashi holds like that other Tana. And the Brais and the Yerushalmi, the chomet shel hefker, I do violate by Rabbi by Matzi. Why? Maybe Rashi holds, you don't need shalachem. If it belongs to a bailim who is mufka from Bal Yerod Bai Matzi, then there's no Bal Yerod. But over here, who does it belong to? Hefker either belongs to nobody, or belongs to the tzibah, belongs to the klal, belongs to the rabbim. So the rabbim is also a psachal shen bailis. It's not the shutfis of different people. Either way, it could be that either way, whether you say like the chazanish, that it belongs to the rabbim, that any member of the rabbim has the right to take it, or you say it doesn't, it's on a list, doesn't belong to anybody, it could be that either way Rashi Shita would be that there wouldn't be any bal, that there would be bal yerod bai matzi and chomet shel hefker.
Why would there be
Bayer
Bai Matzah? No Israel owns it.
That's a question. In order to violate Bayer Bai Matzah, it has to belong to a Bailam who is a Bar Hochi Bayer, or in order not to violate Bayer Bai Matzah, it has to belong to a Bailam who is Mufka from Bayer Bai Matzah. You can word it two ways. Is it Shalachem Shal Gavoya? Achem is a Havka? Gavoya is a Havka? Or do you say no? Has to belong to a Balaam who's Esau. So it could be that Acherim and Gavoy is a Havkor. And if it belongs to Shevet Kunan, that's also a Havkor. That's a Balaam who's Mufka from Bal Yerod Bai Matzah. But if there's no Balaam at all, it could be that that there would be Bal Yerod Bai Matzah. You don't have a Havkor. It's not so clear. Anyway, Lemaisa, we do both. We want to satisfy both Rashi Shita and Taisu Shita. So we say both, when we say Kol Chamira, we're Mevat Lachamit, so we say, hey hefker, and then we say it should be kafra diara. Hefker is hefker, that's Tosef Shita, and kafra diara is Rashi Shita, that he's making a declaration that as far as he's concerned, he doesn't plan to use this chametz. Not going to eat it, they're not going to gain any benefit from it, he's not going to sell it, he's not going to do anything with it. We say both. The only thing is the nusach that we have is problematic, because if you first say, hey hefker, so it doesn't belong to you anymore, so then how do you have the right to say kafra diama? How do you have the right to be mevatlet? How are you satisfying Rashi Shita? That the declaration of bitl is the key mitzvah. B'chore, you can't be, the Gemara says you can't be mevatl chametz after this man isura, after it's already, after chatzos on our Pesach, when the chametz is also b'ano, you no longer are bailam to be mevatl. It has to be shaloy b'shusay to be able to be mevatlet. However you understand bitl, whether you understand bitl like Tosfos, if it's like Tosfos, of course it has to be shaloy b'shusay. If it's Eina Shaloi, Reina B'shusi, it can be Mafka. But even according to Rashi, that Bitl Chametz means you're making a declaration that you don't plan to eat it, you don't plan to use it, you don't plan to gain any benefit from it. But you have to be a Bailam in order to declare that. So first you said Yeh Hefker, then you say Kafra De Almo to satisfy Rashi Shita, it's out of order. Luchari should have said the reverse. Should say Kol Chamir Mechamir Kedika B'shusi, Livatol kafra de'ara, and then v'levi hefka. Let it be hefka l'chore. After you mevatla kafra de'ara, then you say v'levi hefka. So we try to satisfy both of the opinions.
So what do we do with the lashon? What do we do with the nesach?
Should probably say the other way. Should probably say livatol kafra de'ara. Pause. V'levi hefka. Libatul means like Rashi. Okay. Can you hear us? Okay. If that's what it means, it's good. Okay. The Pashto says that Afra de Ara is the declaration of the Bitl. I'm not going to use Afra de Ara. And Levi Hefker is to satisfy Tais. Okay. So you got to have that in mind. First, you have to satisfy Rashi Shita and Bitl. And then you try to satisfy Taisu Shita afterwards. The Gemara says that because B'dikas Chametz is Madarabanan, so therefore you have certain leniency. So what are the leniencies? So the Gemara says, Because B'dikas Chametz Rabbanan, so we can trust a woman on B'dikas Chametz. And as far as eating kosher food, that's a din d'oraisa. So you can't trust your mother, you can't trust your wife. Women don't have namanas on a din d'oraisa. That's what Taisa says. Something new today? A woman doesn't have namanas. Hamnu Rabbanan with the Rabbanan. Afa Gavdu Kol Dov. Taisa says women are namanim. So Taisa gives a whole explanation. The simple reading of the Gemara sounds as if it's saying that by women you don't apply the rule of Eidech and Namim B'Yisurim. So that's... Rav Soloveitchik told over the whole story. There was a Sfardish Talmid Chacham who was a rabbi in Constantinople during the lifetime of the Nodi Yehuda. He wrote his sefer Divrei Emes. And he was known as the Becha David. So he, in his sefer Divrei Emes, he has like the Sfardish style. That they write essays, they don't write the chidushim, they write essays and they collect all the marmakaimus. So he has one of the simanim in his sefer is about this, whether Eidech and Emisim applies to women. Maybe women don't have them on us on Eidech and Emisim. So he quotes the Taisvus over here with the Raivit, a whole list of Rishonim who say there's a Mordechai like that. Your mother, you know, for quite a few years already, say, you know your mother is a religious woman. I dated my wife before I married her, so I realized she was a very religious girl. That's why I married her. So the reason why I can eat the food is not because Eidech Adnei Mimisur, and the Mordechai says, the reason why is because Chazok Al Chavish Eine Moitzim Mitachas Yad Adov Eine Masukan. The Gemara has in the first parak in Psochim, Adin, a religious man dies and he has a house full of food. You don't know if the food is kosher or not. Maybe some of the food is tevil. Maybe the Gemara says he just harvested the food, he took it into the house today, he got a heart attack today and he died. So the Gemara says, and he never said whether it was Mafresh Trumas or Maisvis or not. So the Gemara says, we assume that he certainly was Mafresh Trumas or Maisvis, but he never said it. It's a Chazok, a Ruba de Leisa, come on, religious Jews will not leave non-kosher food around the house because they're afraid that someone will be Nichshol. Somebody by mistake will eat it. So if I know my wife and you know your mother, you know that she's a religious woman, she would never give you non-kosher food. It's not that she has namanas. This is what a group of Rishonim say. Not that she has namanas based on Eidech and Emisurim. No, that doesn't apply to women. But it's rather based on the Ruba de Leisikamo Chazok al Chaver, Sheinim Moitzim Metachas Yad Adov Sheinim Meskuk. So the Becha David in his Sefer Divrei Emes collects a whole group of Rishonim who say like that. Rav Soloveitchik told over this story that when the Rabbanim in Poland used to have a meeting, so they always started off with Divrei Torah, and then after the Divrei Torah, then they moved into the politics. On one occasion, Rabbi Zalcharev was the rabbi in Slonim. So Rabbi Zalcharev said, he started off by saying, when it comes to the Olam Ha'emes, after he dies, he's going to bring the Nadi Yehuda to the Din Torah, that he was mafsid him 5 rubles. The Nadi Yehuda has a famous tshuva, Chelek Aleph and Nadi Behuda about an Eishes Ish Zinso, and the husband was a Talmid Chacham, and the husband decided that he doesn't have to divorce his wife. He's permitted to remain married with his wife, and he had at the six reasons why she's Muteris Labayla. So the Nadi Behuda has a long tshuva where he says all the 6 reasons are wrong, and he breaks it down to separate sections. Stiris at the Aleph, Stiris at the Beis, Stiris at the Gimel, Stiris at the Dalet. He says through all of the 6 Heterim, and then he comes to the conclusion, Ishazu Asur al Bailu. And the Baal Shem Tov was also involved at that time. The Baal Shem Tov and Nadi Yehuda both lived in the same city. That's before the Nadi Yehuda was chosen as the rabbi in the big city in Prague. First he was a rabbi in a little village. So they were both involved in this case. So the case happened in his city, in Yampala. So he writes the tshuva to the Becha David in Constantinople. What did he have to do? Nothing. He had nothing to do with it. But the husband was a Karev Lamalchus, and the husband got the government to pass a law. Whoever says the woman is Asura Baila, they should put him in prison. So the Nadi Behuda wrote a tshuva, and he publicized and make him believe, as if the Shaila came from Constantinople. The Shaila was in his backyard. So in the introduction, and the story goes that they didn't have international mail delivery at that time. So they had to pick someone who was going to Constantinople. So there was somebody going to Constantinople, stopping off and going to Eretz Yisrael. So the Baal Shem Tov wrote a famous letter to his brother-in-law, Rav Gershon Kitever, who lived in Eretz Yisrael at that time, about his Aliyas Neshama, that his soul went up to heaven on the second day, Rosh Hashanah or something, and he saw the Melech HaMashiach, and he asked him, Masa Yossi Mar, when are you coming? So he said, when you'll spread the Hasidus all over the world, then he's going to come. Lubavitch has a special digging about that. Masai, 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 Yossi. So those 2 letters were brought together. So the one who was traveling to Eretz Yisrael stopped off in Constantinople. He delivered the one letter, the Nevi Yehuda's letter, to the Becha David, and then he continued to go to Eretz Yisrael and to deliver the other letter to Rav Gershon Kitover. So in the introduction to the letter that he sent to the Becha David, he says, Rabbi Goyin Amafursam, and he writes so many titles on him. So the Rabbi Zalchar, Rabbi Zalslanim, thought he must be a great Goyin, and he wrote the Sefer Divrei Emes. The Nadi Behuda writes in the introduction to the letter, Bala Mechab Sefer Divrei Emes, so he paid 5 rubles, it was hard to get. Paid 5 rubles to get the Sefer, then he read the Sefer, nothing there. So he was angry. He says, he's going to bring the Nadi Behuda to the Torah. Why he was mopsed me 5 rubles? Because he wrote such beautiful titles over the Becha David, and his Sefer is worthless. So Rab Chaim Soloveitchik asked him, what do you say about Erechem Nem Bisurim by women? So he said, what kind of a stupid question? Of course women have them on. He eats by his wife, his mother, my sister. Of course Erechem Nem Bisurim. So he said, the Sefer is worth the 5 rubles for that essay alone. That he collects a whole bunch of Rishonim, a minority opinion. But he made a significant minority opinion out of it, that Erechem Nem Bisurim doesn't apply to women. So that's Rab Chaim, to Rab Soloveitchik. So Rab Chaim said that the Sefer is worth the 5 rubles just for that essay alone. So this famous discussion begins with this Gemara on Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says that women on their manas on Bedikas Chametz because Hemnuhu Rabbonon Bidei Rabbonon. Then there's also a famous Gemara here. The Gemara on Dalet Amud Aleph discusses Bedikas Chametz. So the Gemara has a Shaila. If a man rents an apartment to someone else, who has to do the Bedikas Chametz? So the Gemara says it depends. When did the Mesiras HaMafteach occur? If the Mesiras HaMafteach, if the landlord gave the tenant the key before Leil Yudalid, then the tenant is obligated to do the Bedikas Chametz. But if the landlord didn't give the key, Mesiras HaMafteach, till the tenant, until after Leil Yudalid set in, then the landlord is mechuyev to be buddy. Depends when the Mesiras HaMafteach was. So the Gemara has a Shaila, what if I come and I rent an apartment on Erev Pesach in the morning? Do I have the right to assume that the landlord is a religious Jew? So he was Baidik. Religious people know they have to be Baidik Chametz because there was no Mesiras HaMafteach before Leil Yudalid. He had a hotel. And he didn't rent out, the tenant didn't get the key to the apartment until Yom Yudalid. So the landlord is a religious person. He's Mukhiv to be Baidik Chametz. So the Gemara has a suffix. Do you have the right to go Basarayv? Do you have the right to assume Chazkasa Baidik? Chazaka means Aruba Dalesa Kaman, that the landlord was probably Baidik it, or do you not have the right to assume Chazkasa Baidik? So the Gemara asks, that's towards the bottom, 5 lines from the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph. So the Gemara asks, L'may nafkamina, what are you clearing? A shayla, whether Chazkasa Baidik or ain Chazkasa Baidik? What's a big deal? Ask the landlord whether he was Baidik to Chametz or not. What's so difficult? Ask him, it'll be oi shayla. The Gemara says, D'leise l'haida the shayla. The landlord is out of town. He's not around, and he doesn't have a cell phone, and you can't contact him, so you don't know. So do you have the right to assume Chazkasa Baidik? So why did the Gemara say, L'may nafkamina l'shailei? Ask him. No, that's, I feel uncomfortable. I don't want to ask him. Do I have the right to rely on the Ruba D'Leisa Kamon that he was Baidik, and if I don't have to ask such an uncomfortable question? Did you do the din that was incumbent upon you to do? Did you do the B'dikas Chametz? Let's say I'm visiting by someone. I have to ask him, is the food kosher? It's an embarrassment. So I assume the food is kosher. Chazaka, Ruba D'Leisa Kamon, a religious Jew has a guest, another religious Jew, is not going to give non-kosher food. So you don't have to ask, because maybe that's over here. Maybe you don't have to ask, because Chazkasa Barak, so you don't want to ask. So the Ran says, and this is quoted L'Aloch and Shulchan Aruch, long discussion, you see from this Gemara that even when you have a Ruba D'Leisa Kamon, that something is okay, Hechadeb Shem L'Mivdak Bat Kinon, you shouldn't rely on the Ruba D'Leisa Kamon if it's easy to make a bedik. If he's here and you can ask him, even though it's a little bit uncomfortable, so more correct is you should ask him. So that's the whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say I'm going to put on a talis. So I know this tzitzis were kosher last year when I bought the talis. Tzitzis were kosher. I haven't checked the tzitzis since. So do I have to check every day when I want to put on the talis? I have to check to make sure the tzitzis didn't rip, the strings didn't rip in such a way that the whole thing is puzzled, or do you have the right to rely on the chazakah? That's chazakah, that's not Ruba D'Leisa Kamon, that's a chazakah. So the whole discussion comes out of this Gemara, or the first page in Yerideya. Someone comes and they shecht my chicken, or they shecht my, I don't know who the guy is. He shechted the chicken, shechted the behemoth, and then he disappears. So the Gemara says, you have a right to assume, Rav ben Tzuri made a shechita mumchem heim. If the guy came, stepped forward, and he did a shechita, even though I don't know who he is, a person wouldn't undertake to do a shechita if he doesn't know what he's doing. So he probably, the right is that it's that he did a, that, that he knows hilcha shechita and that he did a good job. But what happens if the shechita is still here? So that's a big machlokes, and the Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is, if the shechita is still here, you have to ask him a couple of questions to test him, to see if he knows hilcha shechita. You shouldn't rely on the Ruba de Leisa Kamon, the Robin Tzuri Meitzu Shechita Mumchim Hein, if it's Efshel Lemibdak, Hechad Efshel Lemibdak Bat Kinon, well, I say, you don't rely on the Ruba de Leisa Kamon. So that's his whole discussion, is based on this Gemara, and Dalet Amid Aleph. Again, what's the story with the Bedikas Chametz? So we started off to say, the mitzvah is Bir Chametz. Ach B'yom HaRishon Tashbisa, Yom HaRishon means Erev Pesach, does mean the first day Yom Tov. Ach B'yom HaRishon Tashbisa, mitzvah to destroy the Chametz. So the Rishonim have a machlokes, is Bedika required min HaTorah, or is it only a Churma mid Rabbanon? So the Ran, the Ran on the first page, page Aleph Amud Aleph, the Rif starts with page Aleph. So the Ran on page Aleph Amud Aleph on the side of the Rif quotes the Bali HaTosus who raised such a possibility that it could well be that Bedika is the Haskalah. Where does it say Chumash Bedika? Bedika is Haskalah of Biur. You have to dispose of all the Chometz, but you have to go search out to see if you have any Chometz. I think Gemara says Bedika has Chometz is only Midi Rabbana. We just said that's why there are leniencies. That was the Gemara in Dalet on the base. So these Balei HaTosfos say, no, that's if you're ready, we're mevatel. The bitul be al masagi, if he ready was mevatel, so then the need for bedika is only mid rabbanan. But if you weren't yet mevatel, then it could well be that the requirement for bedika is really menator. You mechuyev to be bodik menator. As a chelik of the mitzvah of biur. Where do you find such a parallel case? So you find it, Rav Soloveitchik used to like to say, you find it by biur avodah zarah. I think we mentioned it the other day, no? There's a mitzvah, Abeiti Abdunas Kolam Kamas Hashabdu Shamagoyim Esalahim Al Horim. You have to destroy Avodah Zarah and all the things that are related to Avodah Zarah, Tikruvis and Noye Avodah Zarah and so on, Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says there's a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lords. This is not for agricultural mitzvahs, so it's a Chavis Aguf, so it should apply equally. And Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, and Gemara says, but it doesn't apply equally. Chutz La'aretz, if I buy an apartment, and the previous owner of the apartment tells me, there's some stuff in the corner, do whatever you want. If you want it, you can keep it. If you want, you can throw it out. Then I look and I see that there's a totem pole. There's some kind of real Avodah Zarah over there. So then it's my responsibility to destroy it, Abeiti Abdun, because I have Shlita over it, I have the right to do whatever I want. Am I mechuyev to go to all the churches and destroy all Avodah Zarah? It's not my city. The church doesn't belong to me. It's not my responsibility. But in Eretz Yisrael, we are mechuyev to. You're mechuyev to search out to see where the Avodah Zarahs are. Unfortunately, they're not able to do it now. If they'll go destroy all the Avodah Zarahs in Eretz Yisrael, the United Nations will close down the whole Medina. So we're not really in fulfillment of the mitzvah b'shleimusa of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, it says in Parshas Re'eh, we should all live in Eretz Yisrael, Abeiti Abdun, it's called Amakamas. You have to destroy all the Avodah Zarah. You don't destroy the Avodah Zarah, so the Kiyama mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael is very incomplete. We have to have a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael, and we have to see to it that Eretz Yisrael is a clean country. We shouldn't have the garbage thrown around. It should be clean. They have on the Coca-Cola bottles, they have printed Shmor al Nikayon Haaretz, so when you finish drinking Coca-Cola, you shouldn't throw it in the street, you should throw it into a garbage can. So just like there's a requirement, Shmor al Nikayon Haaretz, in a physical sense, so you have to Shmor al Nikayon Haaretz in a religious sense, in a spiritual sense. You have to see to it to the best of your ability, not to run the risk of having a whole world war. Three, but if the Jews have complete shlita of Eretz Yisrael, they have to remove all the Avodah Zarah that there is there. So you see that in Eretz Yisrael, the bedika, the search for the Avodah Zarah, not searching for Chametz, the search for the Avodah Zarah is the haschala of the mitzvah biur Avodah Zarah. So it could well be that that's a parallel over here, that the mitzvah is biur Chametz, but we say the bracha al biur Chametz before we begin the bedikas chametz, because the bedikah is the beginning of the mitzvah bir. The pashtus is the Gemara says ach b'yom rishon tashbisa, then the Gemara says achilek is split the day in half before chatzos, after chatzos. So the pashtus is that if you'll destroy the chametz before erev Pesach, you're not in fulfillment of the mitzvah. If you let's say you're leaving your home a week before Pesach, you're going to Eretz Yisrael. So if you destroy the chametz way before, the mitzvah is only b'yom ach b'yom rishon. The mitzvah is only on Yud Dalet. If you'll do bir chametz an earlier date, there is no kiyama mitzvah. When you destroy the chametz, you will protect yourself from violation of b'yiroi b'yimotzeh, but it won't be a fulfillment of the mitzvah. So the pashtus is, even if you hold that bedikah is the haschola of the mitzvah bir min ha-Torah, but we do bedikah leil Yud Dalet. The leil Yud Dalet is not yet the zman. We say ach b'yom rishon. Achilek, the morning half of the day and the afternoon half of the day. But the night of Yud Dalet, the night before, early Arba Asar. That's only Medir Rabbanan, the Pashtus says. That's not yet the Zman of Bir Chometz. But Medir Rabbanan, that's the Haskola. Even if you hold Bedikas Chometz is a Chelek of the Mitzvah Deraisa, the Pashtus only is if you do the Bedikah Bayom. And the Gemara said you're not supposed to do the Bedikah Bayom. Or Aner, you offer the Bedikah Balayla. You should use an Or Aner Balayla. So the way we have it, the way it's set up by the Chachamim, that bedika al pi pashtus, that's only with the Rabbana, because it's a zman muktam. So that's why in Shulchan Aruch there are two in the Meiri on the first perek in Psochim, he quotes a Machlokes Sarishainim. The Gemara says if a person leaves his home within 30 days before Pesach, so he's obligated to do bedikas chametz. If he leaves his home before 30 days before Pesach, before Purim, then he's not obligated to do bedikas chametz unless he plans to come back on Pesach or before Pesach, so then he has to do B'dikas Chametz. What if you do a B'dika Mukdemes? Everybody leaves the dormitory, they don't leave Leil B'dikas Chametz. They leave this week, they're going to leave. They're not going to stay till Sunday night. So there's a Machlekes in the Meiri where they say a Bracha on the B'dikas Chametz. So in Shulchan Aruch, they don't quote any Machlekes, they just say no Bracha is recited. You only recite a Bracha al Bir Chametz if the B'dika is done B'Leil Yud Dalet. Why is that? So the Pashtus is that on the opening Mishnah, two reasons are given why the Chachamim introduced B'dikas Chametz. Rashi writes, Bodkim Shalayava Bal Yoreh B'Aymotzi. You B'dik Chametz in order not to violate Bal Yoreh B'Aymotzi. If the whole reason is not to violate Bal Yoreh B'Aymotzi, you wouldn't say a bracha, Kirshei Kadoshanu Mitzvos Nisonu, Al Bir Chametz. That's like a person shaving with an electric shaver. He's not going to say a bracha, Kirshei Kadoshanu Mitzvos Nisonu, Shalol Galech B'Tar. You don't say a bracha when you're about to do something in order to avoid violation of an avera. That was the Rosh's klal in the beginning of Ksubis. But why do you say a bracha at a chasana? He's not performing any mitzvah. He doesn't want to violate the Yisra of Diaz Nus. So he marries a girl. But he's not fulfilling a mitzvah. It's avoiding violation of an avera. So the Rosh is anachanami. It's a different kind of a bracha. It's a totally, with the haraya, there's such, you don't say a shekhashan son of a kadesha su isha. A long story. You don't say Kiddushanu. Some Rishonim have, in addition to what the Gemara calls the Birchas Erizin, in addition to that, the Ozuro has a Shekhashanu Lekadeshah Solisha. But we don't say that. We just say this long Nusach. So the Rosh says it's not really a Birchas HaMitzvah at all. So that's the Shaila over here. According to Rashi, that B'dikas Chametz is Shalayava Bal Yorah Bay Matzeh. So what are you saying a bracha at all? The Gemara said beferish on Dav Zayin that you say a bracha before you begin the bedikas chametz. Gemara just has a discussion. They say al bir chametz, or they say leva'eres chametz. So Gemara comes to the conclusion al bir chametz. But why do you say a bracha at all if it's in order to avoid violation of bal yoreh b'aymotzeh? So that's why Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and Tosfos says no. That this is the beginning of the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Bedika, either min ha-Torah, min ha-Rabbon, is the beginning of the Kima mitzvah of Tashbisu. So that's what the Ramot paskens in Shulchan Aruch. If you do the Bedikas Chametz before Leil Yudalid, that's not the Zman ha-Mitzvah. Min ha-Torah, the Zman ha-Mitzvah probably is only Yom Yudalid by Yom. Leil Yoli Yudalid is probably not the Zman min ha-Torah, because you say, Achilik, you split the day in half before Chatzos, after Chatzos, but before Chatzos. And the Leil Yudalid, that's not the Zman min ha-Torah, but it's the Zman min ha-Rabbanah. So if you do the Bedikah Leil Yudalid, then we say the Bedikah is the Haskalah Sabior, so that warrants a bracha. If you do the Bedikah earlier than that, then it's only like Rashi said, the purpose of the bedikah is in order to avoid violation of Bal Yerah by Matzeh, but not, that's not the zman of the Kiyam HaMitzvah, so you can't say a bracha. It's like shaking a lulav a week before Sukkot. You don't say a bracha. If you're practicing, you don't say a bracha. So here, if you boidek the chametz lel yedalet, that's the mitzvah midirabbanan, that's the haschala of the beer. The mitzvah beer is on yedalet. But if you do it mukdam, you do the bedikas chametz earlier, that's not the zman mitzvah. Right, right. That I think that's. I think he means a yotze midirabbanan. I think minatoyra. You're only yotze if you. But we said the bracha on the bedika, because the bedika is the beginning of the beer. So we already said the bracha on the bedika. So if you burn it balayla, you're fulfilling the mitzvah midirabbanan. I mean, why not save it till the morning and fulfill the mitzvah minatoyra? I don't know. It's a good taina. I don't know. Here there's a famous Yerushalmi, quoted by the Rif on page Tezayin Omer Aleph, in Perikei Lo Ivrin. He quotes, Echol Matzah Be'er Pesach, Zoyv Anisa de Rabbonim. We had it, the Tosfos quotes it in a few places. We had the Tosfos on Lamed Hamed Beis, where the Rabbi Natan quoted, you're not allowed to eat Matzah Be'er Pesach, but Matzah Shiri may eat. You're only not permitted to eat Matzah, that you can be yotzei decha v'sa mitzvah b'leil ha-seira. But matzah ashira, that's not good for the mitzvah, that you're permitted to eat on Er Pesach. So the Rif quotes the same Yerushalmi that Tosfos quoted. Tosfos quotes in a few places in the Masechta. So the Rif quotes on a page to Zayinim and Aleph. So on that Rif, there's a machlekes, the Ramban and the Balamor, when does the prohibition begin? When is the Zman Iser Achilas Matzah? So the Balamor thinks that the Zman Iser Achilas Matzah only begins after Chatzos. That's the Zman when there's an Isa Chameitz. The Chalashem Matzah is only if it's Boli De Chimutz. That's what we had the Gemara Lamed Hei Amid Aleph. The Gemara establishes the principle that's formulated in the Mishnah. They run the Yotze Matzah if you made it from the Chameshis Mini Dog, and the Gemara says why. If it's Boli Chlal Chimutz, then it's called Lechem, then it can be called Lechem, and then it's called Matzah. If it's not Boli Chlal Chimutz, the other vegetables, quinoa, whatever, everything else other than the chameshes mini dogan is boli de sirchon. Kitnius is boli de sirchon, it's not boli de chimutz. This chemical reaction only occurs by the chameshes mini dogan. So that's called boli de chimutz. So that's what the Balamor and the Ramban are working on this assumption. You say, you're not allowed to eat matzah b'erev Pesach. When does it get the shei matzah? When the Shem Chometz begins. So the Balamor says, after Chatzos, that's when the Shem Chometz begins. Before Chatzos, there is no Shem Chometz. All the dinim of Chometz begin after Chatzos, min HaTorah. So it's only prohibited to eat matzah after Chatzos. The Ramban disagrees, and he says, what are you talking about? Ramban and the Balamor are on the previous Omer. The Rif is on page Tezayinim and Aleph. The Ramban and the Balamor are on page 30, on Tezvav Amid Beis, in the Rif. So the Ramban says, all night long, Kevin Shibir Chometz Balayla, Nasis La Matzah Karusa Bebeis Choma. Ramban thinks that the Yitz Matzah is all day long. Sounds like Bayom. It sounds like not Balayla. Sounds like Bayom. So he says, it's a little bit unclear what he says. He says, since you had to be Baidik Chometz, since they made a Takana the Ramban, and you have to be Baidik Chometz Balayla, so by the time the night is over, you should have already finished doing your bedikas chametz. So that's when the matzah becomes like a kala. If you had to get rid of all of the chametz, you have to do the bedik on all the chametz. So at the end of the night, why doesn't it say at night there's a shame chametz? For haraya there's a dinner bedikas chametz. I don't know. He says the last line in the melchamas. V'hatam, the reason why all day long is also the matzah. Tam laze. Kim should be your chametz balayla. That's the takana de rabbanan. Nasis lematzah karusa bebeis chamav. He holds that it's all day long.
Does he hold chametz as asur also in the morning? No. He doesn't hold that same svar. He doesn't hold chametz as asur.
Chametz is not asur in the morning.
Yes.
Only an hour or two before chatzos, chametz is asur in the rabbanan.
So
but before that,
yeah.
He says, because since the bedikas chametz has to take place by Lailo, so there is already a shem chametz, So therefore, it's possible to speak about a shame matzah. If there's no shame chametz, you can't talk about a shame matzah.
What about the Ramban and those who hold that a surah bala by chametz? So you have the shame chametz from a long time ago, all year round. I thought the Ramban himself says such. Why is he opposite from the night?
Yeah, he thinks that the shame chametz is there all year long, right? You have a menachas, losi afa chametz. There's a shame chametz all year long by menachas also, but he says it's only also to eat matzah when the matzah is like an arusa. When is she like an arusa? Only after you're supposed to already begin disposing of the chametz. If it's before the zmanah, because chametz is over, you didn't really have to dispose. You could have waited till the last minute at night to do the bedikas chametz. So you can't really consider the matzah as an arusa. That's his losh. Nasis loy hamatzah karusa beis chametz. It only becomes like an arusa after the zman of the bedika is up. It's a little unclear. The Mishnah says there's a machloikis hatanan b'isa chametz menat Torah. Sounds like it only begins after chatzos. What is that iser? So Tosfos says that's the tashbisu, the iser essay of tashbisu. Ach chilek, he split the day in half. After chatzos, you have the iser essay of tashbisu. Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that if you eat chametz and a pesach in the afternoon, you're not chayv kores, but there's a lav in addition. And we don't. And the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, but the Rav Harishanim don't agree. The Rav Harishanim say we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. The chametz shavar lavat pesach is only with the rabban. So we should pass like Reb Shimon and Erev Pesach also, that there's only an Iser Esei after Chatzos, there's no Iser Lav. And the Rambam holds we should pass like Reb Yehuda on Erev Pesach. Yeah. So again, the Chometz Min HaTorah only becomes also after Chatzos. And then with the Rabbanon, there's Machlekes Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir, how soon before Chatzos did they make a Hachoke? K'dei L'Hachik K'sodim Min HaVeir. So one time is of the opinion, 1 hour before Chatzos must be. So now before Chatzos, also b'achila, also b'anoa. And we paskin not so. Also b'achila b'anoa is 1 hour before Chatzos. And also b'achila muta b'anoa is another hour before. So even 2 hours before. 2 hours before Chatzos, chametz is also b'achila mid the rabbanon. Muta b'anoa. And the last hour before Chatzos, chametz is also b'achila and also b'anoa. And then the Mishnah says, v'sarfim mitchila sheish. Then when do you burn the chametz? Mitchila sheish. So the case of Mishnah writes, he's not sure what that means. Is it to be taken literally? You burn the chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour? Oh no, maybe it means you should really burn the chametz in the fifth hour, before the sixth hour enters. Because if you have chametz in your possession after chatzais, so you're in violation, you're not in violation of Ba'yurah Ba'imotzeh. Most of the Rishonim hold there's no Ba'yurotzeh. No Ba'yurah Ba'imotzeh on Erev Pesach. There is a Rashi, sounds like Rashi holds that there is Bal Yirah. The Migdalois quotes a Rashi in Psochim. Sounds as if there is Bal Yirah and there are Pesach after Chatzos. But it's usually assumed not so. So we assume there's an Issa Tashbisu, not to have Chametz in your possession after Chatzos. So if in the Rabbanah they declared that an hour before Chatzos should be treated like Chatzos, also Bachil, also Bano, so it should be also Tashbisu, should be also Bal Yirah, also Tashbisu also. So the Kes Mishnah is not sure. When it says in the Mishnah, Sarfim Atchila Sheish, maybe it really is not to be taken literally. Maybe it means Sarfim Vesav Chomesh. You should see to it that the Chomesh is all burnt already before Tchila Sheish enters. Or maybe no. Maybe they didn't declare an hour before Chatzos as if it's Mamish like after Chatzos. The Yisr Esse of keeping Chomesh in your possession only begins after Chatzos. The Tchila Sheish, the whole Shoshishis, is also b'achila, also b'ano, but it doesn't have all the dinim in the rabbanon like after chatzos. So maybe there's no prohibition to possess. The kesef mishnah is mesupin. We usually don't come anywhere near tchila sheish. By us, we always burn the chametz way before that. But that's the suffix the minchas chinuch has. Can't you burn it mid the rabbanon? You burn it the day before on Friday, but that's only mid the rabbanon. Men haTorah, you're not yotzei. If you burn it on Purim, you have to burn dafke ach b'yom rishon. The mitzvah is only It's with Tashbis Manatar is only on Yudalit. So that's only Midirabbanan. Yeah. Rashi and Taisus have a machlokes in the first perek. When Rabbi Yudah says Ein Biyachametz Ela B'Sreifa, when is that? So Rashi says the Sreifa is only before Chatzos. Once you reach Chatzos, then it's prohibited to have it in your possession. Then you don't have to try to do Sreifa. You should do Hashbasas V'Chol Dover to dispose of it as soon as possible. And Taisus argues with Rashi, it doesn't make any sense. The Pashtus is that according to Rabbi Yudah, Ein Biyachametz Ela B'Sreifa is Davke after Chatzos, after the Zman Isura. Then you say, that's the Taisus Dima Maschal Eimasai. They quote Rashi, that Rashi says, according to Rabbi Yudah, when is this man of Ein Biyachametz Ela B'Sreifa? Dafke before Chatzos, after Chatzos, Rabbi Yudah will agree, Hashbasas B'Chol Dover, because you don't want to violate by Yerod, by Matzah, you don't want to violate the Yisir Esei of Tashbisa having around the house, and they disagree with the Rashi. Yeah, the Pashtus is like the Taisus Tainus, it's Mashma for the Gemara. The Rabbi Yudah holds Ein Biyachametz Ela B'Sreifa because it's Osa Bachila and Osa Ba'ano. That means that begins after Chatzos. Korban Pesach is a different kind of a korban, has different dinim from all other korbanas. One of the dinim is shared in common with the other korbanas, called Orel or Yochel Ban. Orel is not permitted to eat Korban Pesach, and the Gemara establishes based on Psukim that an Orel is not allowed to eat Truma, and an Orel is not allowed to eat any Korbanos. Yeah. What type of an Orel are we talking about? So that's a famous Machlekes Rashi and Rabbi Natam in different places. One of the places is here in Psochem Chof Chesam Ebeis, the bottom Taisav is Dibam Maschal Orel. Rashi says, even if he's an Orel Shemeser Echo Machmas Milo, he has a medical condition, and it's a sakana for him. It's a suffix sakana, so he's not supposed to perform bris milah. Still, even though we're not faulting him, he's not b'chuyif to do bris milah because it's a suffix sakana, but still, he's not permitted to eat korban pesach if he's an orel. And Rabbi Natam disagrees. Rabbi Natam thinks, no, only an orel who's b'chuyif to be mal has a din of an orel. If he's not b'chuyif to be mal, he doesn't have a din of an orel. So mesa echa machmas milah would be permitted to eat the korban pesach. Yeah, but the Oral Adin, the Oral doesn't eat Korban Pesach, and the Gemara says that applies, the Gemara says even Oral is also Lechel B'Truma. That applies. The original Pasuk only says by Korban Pesach, but the Din applies to all Korbanos as well. Then you have a Pasuk in Chumash called Benecher Lo Yechabo. Who's a Benecher? So the Gemara says a Benecher is a Jewish person, Mishan Esnakra Maisav Lo Aviv Shabashamayim. A Jew who's an Oivet Avodah Zarah. He's not permitted to eat Korban Pesach. We mentioned yesterday, the Meiri quoted the Chachmei Ador Shalafaneinu, that a Jew who ever worshipped Avodah Zarah, even if he's Chayzer B'Tshuva, for the rest of his life, he's not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. But all the other Rishonim disagree. They say, no, only if he's still in the practice of worshipping Avodah Zarah now. But once he does Tshuva, then he's permitted. The Meiri asks, I'm not Shita, how can it be? But the Chumash says, who worshipped Avodah Zarah, then he converts. He's allowed to eat Korban Pesach. How can he eat Korban Pesach? But he once worshipped Avodah Zarah. So the Miri gives a teretz. That's a big chiddush. Because when we learned Yevamos last year, we learned that the Pashtus says that does not wipe off his whole past history. If he borrowed money from the bank, he borrowed $500,000 from the bank, and then he converts, and he says, Ani Ish Acher, and he changes his name. Instead of Jesus Gonzalez, now he's Elio Hanavi, whatever. So the bank is still going to hold him responsible. You don't say, Katan Shinol Adami. Katan Shinol Adami is all going to get to Kurva. He's allowed to marry a sister, he doesn't Yarshan the father. Koshal Eidus, two brothers, and his guy, Koshal Eidus, about Kurva. But it doesn't apply to everything else. So this is a Chiddush that the Miri writes. That according to the Chachmei Hadorah Shelefaneinu, that any Jew who ever worshipped Avodah Zarah is knocked out, he's puzzled to eat Korban Pesach for the rest of his life, even though he's Chayzer B'Tshuva. But a Gershon is Gairis, Kekot and Shinol Adam, he wipes off the past, and he is allowed to eat Korban Pesach. That's a very big Chiddush. The Chavetz Chaim wrote an imitation riff on all the Masechtos of Kochim, Riff only wrote on the Masechtos that are Negei Halacha Bizman Hazeh. So the Chavetz Chaim wrote the Likutei Halachos. So he writes a Chiddush there on the Zevach Toida, is his commentary on the bottom of the page. He writes a Chiddush that since a Machal Shabbos Beferhesi Dinika Akum, So one is Mechal Shabbos, but for Hesia, also not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. He's included in Kol Banecha Lo Yechol Bar. And then the Mishnah Brewery has the same Chiddush when he gets to Duchening, that if a Koyin is an Oibed Abed Azor, we wouldn't allow him to Duchen, unless he does Tshuva. So who Adinami, if the Koyin is Mechal Shabbos, but for Hesia, Dina Ka'akum, is also like an Oibed Abed Azor, we wouldn't let him Duchen. And Rab Soloveitchik said that his father disagreed with both. He thought it wasn't correct by the Korban Pesach, and he thought it wasn't correct by the Duchening either. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he says by the Duchening. He thinks that the Mishnah Brewer is not correct by the Duchening. And he develops the same idea that Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that true, Mechal Shabbos Mefares, Dina Ka'akum, if you're talking about a level of Mumris Hagavra, is Dina Ka'akum, he has a serious degree of being a Mumr. But it could be that the Ovid Abed Azorah is knocked out from Duchening, and Ovid Abed Azorah is knocked out from participating in Korban Pesach, is not because of the Mumris Dina Ka'akum, but rather because it's Mois Lagavoya. So it could be that the Svara of Mois Lagavoya is only Abed Azara's Mos Lagava. Chil Shabbos is not the same degree of Chil Shabbos is a terrible thing. But it's not Mos Lagava to the same extent as actual Abed Azara. That's why Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought that it was highly questionable, these two Chidushim of the Chafetz Chaim, both by the Kol Benechel or Yochel Bo, as well as by the Mechal Shabbos Vehesia, that he shouldn't duchen. He thought they were both not Mukhrich at all. You have a special din in Korban Pesach that doesn't apply to any other Korban. Ein nechel elo leminuyov. Only if you are memun on the Korban Pesach at the time of the Shechitas HaPesach. What does it mean, leminuyov? So the Minchas Chinuch points out, he has a contradiction between two Gemaras, later in Perek Ha'isha, later in Maseches Pesachim, where the menuyov means when they shechted the Korban Pesach, they had a whole list of people, and they had all those people in mind. They had you in mind. Or does it mean more than that? You have to be a bailim, you have to be a shutif in Didi Mominis and owning the Bisar HaPesach. If you're not a shutif in Didi Mominis, you didn't make a kinyan to acquire a shutfis. That's by definition called Shalala Menuyev, even though they clearly had you in mind. So the Menchas Chinuch points out that it seems to be a steer between two Gemaras. Adavala Soloveitchik in his little Sefer HaChumash does not refer you to this Menchas Chinuch. He just quotes a Mechilta, Mishchu Kholachem Tzon. So the Mechilta says on the word Mishchu, Mikan Shebehema Daka Niknes B'Mishicha. Where do you see Behema Daka? Who's talking about Mishicha? So Rav Velbala writes in his Sefer, apparently the Mechilta understood that in order to be called Leminuyov, you have to make a kinyan on the Behema. So the kinyan the Chumash speaks about is a kinyan Mishicha. So you see that in order to be Leminuyov, you have to have a bailos. But he doesn't answer the Minchas Chinuch as a kasha from the Gemara Perek Ha'isha. There seems to be a contradiction. There's a stira there. We usually pass a Mashiach is only midrabbanan when you're going to buy something, when you're paying money. So we pass like Rabbi Yechanan against Rish Lakish, Mashiach is only midrabbanan. But Taisu says on that daf that if someone's giving me a matana, they're not charging. So you can't say Mois Koines. There are no Mois. And whenever there's no Mois, then even Rabbi Yechanan will agree with Reish Lakish that Mashiach is ben Atar. So according to Taisvis, Rav Velvelis Mechilta is Nicha. The Ramban disagrees with Taisvis. And he says even by Matana, where there's no Mois to pay, still Mashiach is only Midirabbanan. So I said, what do you do with this Mechilta? It's a kasha. How's the Ramban going to deal with this Mechilta? It's a good kasha. Because the Rabban holds that the Kinyan, the Rabbanon is moil for a derais, and it's only an asmachta. Mishchu doesn't really mean Mashiach, but it's a good kasha. The Gemara points out that there's a din of Alei Hashlem, Esei de Hashlama. Alei Hashlem kol HaKarbonis Kulam. In the Beis HaMikdash, you're not permitted to be makar veni karbonis before the Tomash Shal Shachar, and you're not permitted to be makar veni karbonis after the Tomash Shal Bein HaBayim. Taisus has a whole discussion, so they come to the conclusion, Taisus in a few places, they come to the conclusion that b'di'evet, if you brought karbonis after Tamash Shal Bein Arbaim, or before Tamash Shal Shachar, b'di'evet it would be good, but l'hatchila there's such a din. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Hilcha Shabbos. The fellow walks into shul in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. There used to be a guy here in the neighborhood. He always walked in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. He would daven Musaf with the tzibur, and then after everybody was gone home for Musaf, then he would start davening Shachar. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you daven shachris sef the musa, b'diyevet it's good. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, if you would bring b'diyevet, if you would bring the musafim before the Tam Shal Shachar, would be good b'diyevet. But l'chatchili, you're not supposed to. L'chatchili is supposed to come early. And b'diyevet, if you come on time, is good. And b'diyevet, if you come late, you're supposed to daven shachris before musaf. Like you're supposed to bring the Tam Shal Shachar before the musafim. So the one exception to the rule was Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach every single year was brought after Tamid Shel Bein Harbayin. Pesach Sheni, the Mishlei Melech quotes, that's a Sofik and Rishonim, where the Pesach Sheni, those who didn't bring Pesach Rishon for whatever reason, bring Pesach Sheni, a Yud Dalet year, that was also brought after Tamid Shel Bein Harbayin or not. That's unclear. In the Gemara, the Mishlei Melech quotes a Sofik from the Tosfos Rishonim. And a Pesach Rishon is for sure like that. It could be what it means is that all of the karbonis, chatas, asham, shlomim, toida, oila, everything fits into a series. And the series has to begin with the Tamid Shel Shachar and end every day with the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayin. Everything has to be sandwiched in. And Korban Pesach is aimed b'fnei atzma, it's a series to itself. It could be, if you word it like that, maybe this is the answer to the kasha that the Birkei Yosef asks. The Chidor has a kasha in Hilchas Pesach. Birkei Yosef is the Sefer by the Chido on Shulchan Aruch, on Aruchayim and Yoridei he has on all Arbachet to Shulmach, but he has more on Aruchayim than on the other Halakim. So he's bothered with Akasha. In the days of the Rishonim, there was talk of a possibility of making a Mizbeach and offering a Korban Pesach. So he says, what do you mean offering a Korban Pesach? You have to have a Mizbeach. So they were talking, we'll make a Mizbeach. Yeah, but when you make a mizbech, you have to be mechanachit. And the Mishnah says in Menachos, "Em chadchanes hamizbech ala b'tamid shel shachar." So there never was any talk about bringing a tamid shel shachar. There was only talk about making a mizbech and bringing a korban pesach. But if you're not mechanach the mizbech, so you can't bring any korbanos on. You have to be mechanachit with the tamid shel shachar. So he has this kasha. So he gives a teretz. He thinks that suggests a difficult teretz. That Mishnah that says, maybe that's only lachatchila, but b'diavad you say abidosa mechan chasam. So whatever korban you will bring on the mizbeach will be mechanachit. It's very questionable. It doesn't sound like it from the Mishnah that the whole din mechanachan al b'tamid shel shachar is only lachatchila. B'diavad you can be mechanachit with any korban. Why wasn't it talk about bringing tamid shel shachar? Because to bring Tamid Shel Shachar, you have to go collect machzah shekel money from everybody. Money? You're going to get money from the Jews? not so easy. The question is, and even if you get, the rich Jews will give a fortune of money for the, they won't be able to give machzah shekel. Each rich Jew will have to give $5,000, and then you'll be able, you have enough money to buy, to meet him. So that's a question, if less than 50% of the world Jewish population will be participating in the appeal, in the collection, is that still called a Korban Tzibur? If so few Jews, only the Orthodox Jews, that's Rabbi Kivega raised that possibility. If so few Jews are participating in the collection for the Machzah Shekel money, maybe it's not considered the Korban Tzibur. If the rov of the tzibur, of the rov of the Jews all over the world are participating, so then it's called, even for those who didn't participate, it's called the Korban Tzibur. But if so few Jews are participating, maybe it's not called the Korban Tzibur. Anyway, but whatever it is, the whole discussion only was when it get to Korban Pesach. So it could well be that that's the reason why. Why does the halacha say, "Em chantchanes hamizbeach ela b'tamid shel shachar"? So the answer is you have to begin from the beginning. Beginning is the Tamid Shel Shachar. Every day you begin with Tamid Shel Shachar, you end with the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, and all the other karbanos have to be in the Seder. But Korban Pesach is the one and only korban that's brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Means it doesn't fit into the system. It's a system unto its own. So maybe if you bring a Korban Pesach and Erev Pesach in the afternoon, that's called beginning from the beginning. All year long there's one system that always begins every single day with the Tamid Shel Shachar. And in Erev Pesach in the afternoon, there's a new system that begins with the Korban Pesach, begins and ends with the Korban Pesach. Could be that that Mishnah, Em Chantchanes HaMizbech, Ela B'Tamid Shel Shachar, that's the other 353 days of the year. But if you want to be Mechanach HaMizbech on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you can be Mechanach with the Korban Pesach, L'chatchila, not just B'Diyevet. That's the possibility. The Mishnah says in his own Mekoyman, it's printed in the Siddur, that you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. And the Gemara in Brochus in the first Perek, and the Gemara next to the last daf in Pesachim, quotes a Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Loza ben Azaria on Kuf Chof HaMebeis, whether that din, that you have to finish eating Korban Pesach by Chatzos, is that a din d'oraisa, or is that only a din d'rabbanan? How can it be a din d'oraisa? Where does it say a Chumash? Oh, because it says, V'ochlos habasa balayla hazeh. And that phrase, balayla hazeh, perhaps has the connotation of chatzos. Why? Because it says, balayla b'eretz mitzrayim balayla hazeh. V'kesi kol b'chor b'eretz mitzrayim. Exactly at the split second of chatzos. So just like malhalan at chatzos, afkan at chatzos. Just like makas b'choris was at chatzos, and the pasuk uses that expression, balayla b'eretz mitzrayim balayla hazeh, maybe here too, where it says V'achlus Habasa B'Layla Hazeh, maybe has the connotation Menator. Maybe it's a Gzeres Shava. Maybe has the connotation Menator. You have to eat by Chatzos. So bottom line, you have to eat by Chatzos. Machlok is Hatanoim, whether it's Deraisa Derabban. How do we paskin? Not clear. Tosfos, the long Tosfos on Kuf Chaf in the base has a Machlokes. Whether we paskin like Rabbi Kiva that Chatzos is only with the Rabban by Korban Pesach, De Lahachik Kesod Men Aveira. Or it's a din deraisa. What's an afkamina halacha lamaisa? Whether it's deraisa derabbanan? So Gemara says, Amar Rav, and an afkamina is it okay if you eat matzah after chatzos? If chatzos is a din deraisa by Korban Pesach, then I say there's a hekish, kevin de iskish, le pesach ke pesach domi, that's five lines from the bottom of Kuf Chof on the base, there's a hekish between Korban Pesach and matzah, so if you hold chatzos is a din deraisa by the Korban Pesach, you have to finish matzah by chatzos also. But if your chatzos is only a gzera derabbanan by Korban Pesach, de laharchikus ha'odam, min ha'avera, what's the avera? We're afraid if we'll allow people to eat Korban Pesach after chatzos, somebody may postpone and delay. He'll be so busy going to the mikveh, making achanas and saying tilim and preparing, like by the chassidim. They make Rav Chaim Volozhin and the Nefesh HaChaim makes fun of the chassidim. They go to mikveh and they make achanas until they get to daven mincha. It's already an hour after the shkia, and then they make achanas till they do the seder, and then they miss chatzos. They start the whole seder after chatzos. So he said, if you missed the train, you missed it. You missed the train by half a minute. You missed it. You have to do the mitzvahs in the correct zman. He has a whole attack against the chassidim. Whether why they mezalzel in the zmanim by davening, mezalzel in the zmanim by matzah, by korban pesach, by laila. So again, so the Chachamim made a gzera de rabbanan kedei lahachik kesodim and avera. If you permit people to continue to eat the Korban Pesach all night long, somebody may not realize it's already alos hashach. Alos hashach is pretty dark outside, over an hour before sunrise. So he'll think it's still laila because it's pitch black outside, and he'll be in violation of an isur kares. If he eats the Korban Pesach after alos hashach, is noiser. Whoever eats noiser is an isur kares. And there it makes sense to make a gzera de rabbanan. But by matzah, what great tragedy will occur if he eats the matzah after alos hashachar? The tragedy will be that he'll say a bracha lebatola al achilas matzah. So we assume bracha lebatola is only the rabbanon. Tragedy will be that he's eating before davening, evening before shachris. There are Lubavitcher people who eat every day before shachris, and the world doesn't come to an end. It's not so serious an avera like eating korban pesach in the morning after alos hashachar. That's an isur kares. So that's what you see from the Gemara, that if Chatzos is only the Rabbanon as a harchoka from an Avera, they wouldn't introduce it by matzah. But if Chatzos is a din deraisa, then iskish, then there's a hekish between matzah and Korban Pesach. So the din of Chatzos would apply to Korban Pesach. So on Shulchan Aruch, they quote the two opinions in the long Tais, it was on Kuf Chaf on the base. Do we pass like Rabbi Lozman and Azari? Do we pass like the Rabbi Akiva? So because of the two opinions, that's why they recommend you should eat your matzah before chatzos. Which is the matzah with which you eat to the mitzvah of matzah? So we went through that yesterday. There's a machlokes in the Rishonim, whether the Ika mitzvah matzah is the first two kizaisim that you eat after moitzi matzah, and afikoymen is zechel pesach, that used to be nechel al asova at the end of the meal, zechel pesach, maybe zechel pesach, and zechel chagiga. Why you eat two kizaisim? Or maybe no. The Tosfos and the Rashbam hold that the Ika mitzvah matzah is dafikoymen at the end of the meal. And when we say the bracha al achilas matzah at the beginning of the meal, we have in mind not to be yotze with all the matzah that we eat. We want to be yotze with the matzah at the end of the meal. So that's why in Shulchan Aruch they recommend if we're machme for this opinion, that maybe chatzos is deraisa, and therefore not only does it apply to Karban Pesach, it carries over to matzah as well. So you should not only finish eating the moitzi matzah by chatzos, you should finish eating the afikayman by chatzos, because according to Tosfos and the Rashbam, the afikayman is the ikka mitzvah matzah. So then the Ran and Megillah quotes a Tosfos that we don't have, and the Ramah quotes this from the Ran and Megillah, that the iskish, the hekish, menatar is only between Pesach and Matzah. But with the Rabbanon, once they introduced the Arbekoisah, so the Arbekoisah is also included in the hekish. All the mitzvahs alayla should be completed by Chatzos. They should really finish the fourth kais. Not only should you finish the afikayim by Chatzos, you should finish drinking all the Arbekoisahs by Chatzos alayla. So if it's possible, one should try to do that. Usually the women prepare so much, so they're going to be, if you tell them that we should leave out a course in the meal, so they're going to feel insulted. And you tell them that we have to rush through the meal, so they're going to be insulted. They want you to eat the meal slowly. And you have children and grandchildren, everybody's saying all the gematrios and the Russian tables and all the pshetla. They have to have their say. And then the wife has to have her, she has to take a lot of time to present all of our food. So someone's going to be insulted if you're going to insist that you want to finish by chatzos. So they quote the Reb Shlomo Zalman. Auerbach tried to move on his Seder, but if he thought it would hurt his wife's feelings, then he would let it go to after Chatzos.
Even for that,
how
many just a Afikomen?
Even Afikomen? No, even Afikomen. Yeah, because Mikra Din, we really paskin the Chatzos only with the Rabbon. It's only a minority opinion that you paskin like Rav Lozer and Azariah. The Rav of the Rishonim paskin like Rabbi Akiva. The Chatzos is only with the Rabbon. Some have such a chiddush, it's a difficult chiddush to eat afikoymen before chatzos with it. Tonight, complicated, yeah.
Do we also paskin? Do most people paskin that the first matzah is the ikar mitzvah?
I don't know about that. The Rosh claims that the afikoymen is zecher lePesach, not like Tosfos and the Rashbam say. Not so. The Rashbam hold that the ikar mitzvah matzah is the afikoymen that you eat at the end. And the first matzah that you eat, you have a mind not to be yotzeh. I don't know. The Korban Pesach and Nechal Ala Tzoli. The Mishnah has, in Yiddish folklore, they used to say this riddle. How do you understand the Maimah Chazal? Ein Oichel Mesha Pesach Ela Bechomitz. How can it be? So the word Bechomitz is a Rosh Tevis. Ein Nechal Ala Balayla, Ein Nechal Ela Ad Chatzos, Ein Nechal Ela Lemenuy, Ein Nechal Ala Tzoli. So the base is Balayla, the Ches is Chatzos, and the Tzadik, the Mem is a Menuyev, and the Tzadik is a, like Eimenichen Tfil and Ela B'Shabbos. How can Eimenichen Tfil and Ela B'Shabbos? So the word B'Shabbos is a Rosh Tevis, but Mokum Seor, where the hair is, you don't put it over here, but Mokum Tafuach, when the muscle goes up. So Eimenichen Tfil, that's one shot. Eimenichen Tfil and Ela B'Shabbos. The word B'Shabbos is a Rosh Tevis, like the word B'Chomitz is a Rosh Tevis. And others say no. When you say the Shir Shal Yom on Sunday through Friday, so you say Hayom Yom Echad Bishabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni Bishabbos. On Shabbos you say Hayom Yom Shabbos Kodesh. You don't say Bishabbos. You say Eimenichen Tefillin and Ela Bishabbos on those days of the week that you say the word Bishabbos when you say the Shir Shal Yom. Anyway, so that's a way to remember. But if you know the Mishnah and Zal Mikon, you don't need a way to remember. It says HaPesach Ena Nechal Ela Ad Chatzos Ena Nechal Ela Menuy Ena Nechal Ad Tzoli. Yeah, so the Gemara there in Zal Mikon is Medayik from the double negative. Eina Nechal Elo Ad Chatzos sounds like it's a real Din Deraisa. That Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Loza ben Azari, the Chatzos is a Din Deraisa. If the Mishnah would have held like Rabbi Akiva, the Chatzos only with the Rabbanon, it wouldn't have been so emphatic to write with the double negative. Absolutely. Eina Nechal Elo Ad Chatzos would have said, Gomer Melechal Koidim Chatzos. So from the Mishnah, it sounds like it's a real din deraisa. So that's why there's a machlokes harishonim, whether we pass like Rabbi Akiva, like Rabbi Lozer and Azariah. Yeah. The Masechta talks about baking matzahs way before Pesach. Yeah, but the Lamed's talking about baking matzahs. So the whole Masechta assumes like that, till you get the Kuf Chof from the base. So the Rishonim quote from Rashi, once you get the Kuf Chof from where is it? Kuf Chof from a base that there's a hekesh between Pesach and Matzah. So Rashi says, once you have this hekesh, So the din will require that the matzah has to be baked on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, because you have a hekesh between matzah and Pesach. Not only does the hekesh apply to the zman achilas ha-matzah, that it should be the same zman as achilas ha-pesach, the hekesh applies to the zman asiyas ha-matzah, that it should be the same as the asiyas ha-pesach. When do you shech the korban Pesach? So it says, Bein Rabbi, you have to shech the Erev Pesach in the afternoon. The Gemara has in Zvochim, and the Gemara has over here, Machlokes HaTaron, Ben Beseire holds if you shech the Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach in the morning, so B'Yevet it would be good. Where's that Gemara? Mach Shehoye Ben Beseire Pesach, Shochto B'Shachris. But we don't, I don't think we pass them like that. We paskin the zman of asiyas haPesach is after chatzos, bein rabbayim after chatzos. So Rashi says, Rashi is quoted as having said, paskin like a blazer, like a ben beseret, that Pesach shishoch the b'shachris is good. B'di'evin. Okay. So Rashi is quoted by the Rishonim as saying that that just like the hekish makes a link between Zman Achilas HaMatzah and Zman Achilas HaPesach, so too, Zman Afiyas HaMatzah should be the same Zman as Asiyas HaPesach. So if the matzah was not baked on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you're not Yotze. So this was the practice years ago, in the days of the Balei HaTosis, all over France and Germany, that was the practice. They would bake the matzah dafka on Erev Pesach. The Torah quotes it like that. That was the common practice. And then in later generations, only the Hasidim did it. And the Misnagdim stopped. So the Vilna Gaon attacked all the Chasim. He's attacking Rashi and all the Balei HaTosfos. So the Vilna Gaon makes fun of the practice in his Bi'ur HaGro. So he says, what are you going to do when Erev Pesach Chali is B'Shabbos? So you shech the Korban Pesach. The Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. You shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos afternoon in order to eat it on Matzoi Shabbos. Someone in his right mind going to bake matzahs on Erev Pesach in the afternoon? Of course not. So you see that the whole thing is wrong. You can't say that the Zman Asiyas HaMatzah is the same Zman as Asiyas HaPesach. So the Rishonim say that Rashi said in such a case, when Erev Pesach is Chali is B'Shabbos, you have to bake the matzahs on Leil HaSeder. So the Vilna Gaon says, that's a joke. You can't shech the Korban Pesach Leil HaSeder. You have to shech the Davke Yudalad in the afternoon. So what does it help if there's a hekesh between Asiyas HaMatzah and Asiyas HaPesach? Asiyas HaPesach B'Leil Tazvav is no good. So the Achrayim point out that the Rashi on the opening Mishnah in Elu Dvarim seems to farem for the Kasha on Dab Samachem a base. Rashi seems to farem for. Rashi says that you can't shech the Korban Pesach Leil Tezvav because of the din b'yom tzavosa lahakriv es korbanayim b'yom b'lo b'laylo. The first line in Rashi in Perik Elu Dvarim on Dab Samachem a base. So Rashi says the shechitas haPesach is deches Shabbos because you can't shech the b'laylo because of yom tzavosa. What does he have to say b'yom tzavoso? He should have said. It says in the Chumash, you have to shech the Korban Pesach on Yud Dalet. Leil Tezvav is the wrong day. So you see from Rashi that he holds Leil Tezvav is really Yud Dalet. Because B'kotshim, the Gemara says in Chulin, Halayla Halach Achar Hayoyim. So Erev Pesach is Yud Dalet. So Leil Tezvav, for the purpose of eating matzah, for the purpose of not doing malocha, Leil Tezvav is Tezvav Nissen. But for the purpose of Korbanos, Leil Tezvav is really Yud Dalet. But so it is the right day, but it's the wrong Zman. B'yom Tzavosa b'yom v'lo b'laylo. So Rashi holds that din b'yom v'lo b'laylo, that only applies to Korbanos. That doesn't apply to Matzah. So you can bake the Matzah Leil HaSeder, and that's okay. So that was the practice of the Balei HaTosfos. When our Pesach was Chaliyas B'Shabbos, they would bake the Matzahs on Leil HaSeder. And they write, the Rishonim write, a lot of times the Jews didn't have their own oven, so they used to rent from the Christians permission to use their oven. So the Christians were fruma of the Avodah Zarah. So just like we wouldn't rent an oven on Shabbos to a non-Jew, because Char Shabbos, so they wouldn't rent their oven to the Jews on Sunday. And they observed Sunday, look, we observe Shabbos. Hayom halach achar alaylo. So Saturday night and Sunday, they wouldn't do malacha, and they wouldn't let the Jews do malacha. So the Fruma Christians would not rent the right to use their oven. So they would always bribe one Christian in the city, and he privately, they wouldn't snitch, they wouldn't tell anybody, but they would have to take turns baking the matzahs. So some of them didn't get their turn to bake the matzahs till after Chatzos. They didn't begin to bake the matzahs mitzvah till after Chatzos. So they didn't begin Kiddush. They didn't begin the whole Seder till after Chatzos. So they were machriya against that chumrah. That's what the Rishonim described this whole practice. Rav Soloveitchik had a different understanding of the Rashi. That's the way the Rishonim quote Rashi. Based on the Gemara, on Kuchof and Mebeis, that the Iskish, came the Iskish, lePesach kePesach Domi. That the Zman Achilas HaMatzah is the same Zman as Achilas HaPesach. So Rashi says, when you get to this Gemara, you back out from everything that it says until now, that the Zman Asiyas HaMatzah has to be the same Zman as Asiyas HaPesach. That's why you have to just like you shech the Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, you have to bake the matzah Erev Pesach, after Chatzos. So others, and then you get stuck with the kasha of the Vilna Gaon, what are you going to do? What's Chol is B'Shabbos, what are you going to bake on? Leila said it's not the right Zman for Asiyas HaPesach. So Rav Soloveitchik got a whole different suggestion in Rashi, and there were some Rishonim who seemed to hold like that, Beferish. We discussed the Gemara Laman Ham and Aleph, that it's only called matzah if it's Bolei Dechimutz. If it's something that's not Bolei Dechimutz, then it's not called matzah. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe Rashi meant to say the following. If you're going to bake your matzahs on Purim, you got to bake your matzahs on Tu B'Shvat, all the matzah companies, they finished baking them a long time ago. They're not baking matzahs now. So they're for Pesach. So if you bake your matzahs way before, how can you say that that's called matzah? It's only called matzah if it's in contrast to chametz. There is no chametz. All year long, there is no chametz. So Rashi holds, in order that it should be called asiyah lishmo, you have to bake it l'shem matzah. It only has the shem matzah if you hasten quickly to make sure that it doesn't become chametz. It doesn't become chametz only after the Issa chametz sets in. So that's why it only begins an Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So that's what some Rishonim describe. Some of the Baal HaTosfos write that we're with Rashi, and he went Erev Pesach in the morning, he went to bake the matzahs before he daven Shachris. Erev Pesach in the morning, he went to bake the matzahs, not Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Others say Rashi swears you got to bake the matzahs Erev Pesach in the afternoon. There's Man Shechitas HaPesach. And others say they were with Rashi, and they baked the matzahs because it's a mitzvah. You're not allowed to cook personal things before you daven Shachris. But the Mishnah Berurah says, let's say Friday morning, I want to run to the bakery before Shachris to buy chalas. If I'm going to wait till after Shachris, all the chalas will be sold out. So the Mishnah Berurah says, maybe it's permissible. He's mitzadet to say it's permissible to buy a chalas for Shabbos before Shachris, because that's a dvar mitzvah, behechinu is asher yaviu. To prepare on Friday for Shabbos is a mitzvah, so you're allowed to do a dvar mitzvah before Yedam HaShachris. Here also, apparently, Rashi, that's what they described, that Rashi baked the matzahs Erev Pesach in the morning before davening Shachris, a dvar mitzvah. Yeah, but it's before Chatzos, it's not the Zman of HaKrovas HaPesach. So according to the way Rav Soloveitchik said, it's not so much that you need, not because of the Hekesh, but rather because there can't be a Shem Matzah. You can't do a Siyah L'shmo, can't have a Shem Matzah if there's no Shem Chametz. So you Dalet, there is a Shem Chametz. That's Achilek. By Yom HaRishon, you have the Essay of Tashbitz in the morning, and the Kiyam Essay in the morning, and the Isser Essay in the afternoon. So Erev Pesach in the morning, for sure there's a Shem Chametz. So for sure there should be a Shem Matzah. Rav Soloveitchik liked very much his interpretation. After he gave this whole shiur for the Balabatim, he said he deserves a drink of schnapps. He deserves a l'chaim for giving this pshat. He thought that it was gevaldik. Yeah.
How would that help for Erev Pesach?
It wouldn't help. It wouldn't help. No, it'll help if you bake the matzahs b'leil ha-seder. If you say this man asiyas ha-matzah has to be identical with this man asiyas ha-pesach, so the only one laughs at the whole thing, what does it help if you bake b'leil? But if you say it's not a vort, it's hukish. Hukish is for the achila, not for the asiyah. The asiyah has to be when there's a shem matzah. So on Pesach, for sure there's a shem chametz on Pesach. So for sure there's a shem matzah. The korban Pesach has to be tzli, and an echel ala tzali, that's for sure. So after the korban abayis, the Mishnah in Mokim Shenogah records there were two minhagim. So some kehillahs had a minig, the davke to eat tzli on Pesach night, zechel Pesach. We don't have any Korban Pesach, but we should reminisce the way it used to be. And other communities on Minig Bedav cannot eat Tzli, that no one should think that we're eating Kachim Bachutz. Even the Mishnah says, even those who had a Minig But they wouldn't broil the whole goat the way you broil the Korban Pesach Rosh Al Krov Al Kirboi, everything all together. That already looks like as if it's Kachim Bachut. So the Gemara quotes that there was a Tudus HaRoyfe, he was a very religious man, and he broiled his flesh for the Seder. He broiled it just like one broils a Korban Pesach Rosh Al Krov Al Kirboi, instead of slicing it to lamb chops and broiling it separately, he broiled the whole thing together. So they told him, if not for the fact that you're such a good guy, we will put you in Cheren, because that you're not allowed to do. To do exactly the same as the Korban Pesach, that you're not allowed to do. Tosis has a comment on the opening Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim. It says you don't eat until Ad Shetechshach. What is the significance Ad Shetechshach? So Tosis says, even though the Gemara says in Brochas Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, the Rav told the Shal Shabbos Berav Shabbos, this is the Tosis on Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, the Ramaschal Ad Shetechshach. So even though the Gemara says you can daven Ma'ariv early and be Mekabel Shabbos, and you can say Kiddush and start the meal on Erev Shabbos, but you can't eat the Korban Pesach during this Zman of Tosefes. Because the Pasuk says, Ba'erev Tochel Matzahs, and the Pasuk says, V'achlos Abasa Balayla Hazeh. So it has to be Balayla. It doesn't help that you are Mekabel Tosefes Yontif and has Kedushas Hayom. It has to be Ba'erev Tochel Matzahs. The Matzah has to be Balayla, and the Korban Pesach says, V'achlos Abasa Balayla Hazeh. Not all the Rishayim agree. If you look there in Brochus on Chavzainim and Beis, the Tosvei HaRosh disagrees. He says, V'achlos Abasa Balayla Hazeh means Balayla Velo Bayom. After you shech, normally when you bring a korban, you can eat, the Kohanim can eat the chatas and the oshim right away. And if it's a shlomim or a toida, the Balaam can eat it right away. When you bring a korban Pesach and our Pesach, you can't begin to eat it till later. Rachas habasa balayla, zavasa is balayla. So the Taisvei Rosh says, you have to be makabal kedusha sayayim av yontif. Once you makabal tesef is yontif, then you can be yotze the korban Pesach. You can finish the whole Seder while the sun is still shining. And you'll be yotze everything during... Balayla doesn't mean Laila as opposed to Yom. Balayla means as opposed to before Kedusha Zayim. If you mekabel Kedusha Zayim, you may. But in Shulchan Aruch, they don't quote that opinion. The opinion that's quoted is what Tosis wrote, that it has to be Ad Shetechshach. Then the Mishnah has a din derabbanan, kedei sheyochal l'teyavan, if people should enjoy the meal. So samach lemincha, a person shouldn't eat the meal. To have a little snack here and there is okay. But to eat, let's say, a sandwich, you're not allowed to eat samach lemincha. The Rashbam learns samach means a half an hour before, and mincha, the Gemara has a suffix, it doesn't mean mincha gedoyla, doesn't mean mincha ktana. So if it would be mincha gedoyla is a half an hour after chatzais. So samach lemincha gedoyla would be half an hour before means chatzais. So starting from chatzais, you're not allowed to eat the sandwich. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, that's the way it says in the Shulchan Aruch here, that it means samach mincha ktana. So mincha ktana is what time? Mincha ktana is 2.5 hours before the end of the day. So samach mincha ktana means 3 hours before the end of the day. So you shouldn't eat a sandwich within the last 3 hours before the end of the day. Tosis asks, what kind of a sandwich? Chametz is also from chatzaisan. Matzah is also all day long. So how's the guy going to eat a sandwich? And snacks you're allowed to have. Gemara says, metal b'minit tagim you're allowed to have. So what kind of a sandwich are you talking about? So that's what Tosis comes up with the Chiddush. A sandwich of matzah ashira. Matzah ashira is not chametz, but the prohibition against eating matzah b'er Pesach is only matzah that you can be yotzi dechei v'asai. But matzah ashira you're allowed to have. That's the Tosis loyochal odom on Tzadik Tes on the base. What kind of a sandwich are we talking about? So Tosis says the matzah ashira sandwich. Yeah, we have a Mishnah in the middle of Arvei Pesachim that if you have a group of people and they all doze off in the middle of the Yoshna Miktsasim, that's the bottom line on Kuf Chof Amid Aleph. If some of the people, Mamish, fell asleep and the others are awake, they can continue to eat. But if Yoshnu Kulam, if they all fell asleep, Lo Yochlu. Okay, so what kind of a din is that? What's wrong? So the... You fall asleep in the middle of Haggadah, so you're not allowed to continue. No, so it means if they started eating the Korban Pesach, and they all fell asleep, then they're not allowed to continue to eat. Why not? What's the problem? So this is a big machlekes harishanim. Why? So the Rambam says because there's a din that hesach hadas pasul by karbonis. That's a gemara earlier in the lamed, before lamed hay. The din is you have to have mishmeres trumaisa. You have to be careful to make sure the truma doesn't become tameh. And Rashi writes on the first daf in chulan on base on the base. If you have to be careful that the truma doesn't become tameh, mishmeres trumaisa kal v'chaimer by kachim. You certainly have to be careful that the karbonis don't become tameh. So let's say you have a carbon in front of me, and I fall asleep. Maybe an adam tameh came in, tiptoed it and touched it, and went out. I don't know. So you should really shtel af the chazakah that it was tahor before I fell asleep. It remains tahor. But that's called hesach hadas. Hesach hadas is a psul. Hesach hadas is a psul. So that's what the Mishnah says. If they're in the middle of eating the Korban Pesach and everybody fell asleep, so there's a psul hesach hadas on the Besar HaKorban, and you're not allowed to continue eating. And then some Rishonim say the din applies even bizman hazeh with respect to the Afikoyman. If you all like the Rosh, the Afikoyman is Echel HaPesach. So if the people start, before you start eating the Afikoyman, we don't say the Afikoyman is treated like a Korban Pesach. But after they all started eating the Afikoyman, then they fell asleep and they all wake up and they'd like to continue eating some more Afikoyman. So then we say, no, Absul Hesach Hadas said in, we treat the Afikoyman as if it were a Korban Pesach.
The Mishnah Shkolim, I think, talks about if you find different types of meat, just like in Yerushalayim. So according to all opinions, you would not be able to eat that meat because it has a question of like what status. Like if you find it here, then we consider it an Ola. Mm-hmm. If you find it there, we consider it maybe a Shlamim. But then according to all opinions, you would not be able to eat that meat because of Pesach Hadash.
Should be. Should have been like that. Yeah. They say the name Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, that's the reason why after we designate, we do yachatz and we put away half of the matzah for the afikoman, so we wrap it up and then we put away the safe place because you need shmira. You need shmira on the Korban Pesach. So since the afikoman is going to be treated as if it were the Korban Pesach, according to the Rosh, it's Zechel HaPesach, so you have to have shmira, not to violate Mishmeres Termos, it shouldn't be a Hesach Hadas. Let's say I put the Korban Pesach in the freezer. And I locked the freezer. So no one came, no one touched it. So you can't say there's a psul hesach hadas. So if I wrap up the afikam and I put it away somewhere, and I'm okam amishtam there, so then there's no issue of hesach hadas. So that's how the Rambam learns pshat to the Mishnah. If they fell asleep in the middle, there's a psul of hesach hadas. The Rashbam does not learn like that. Rashbam points to a Gemara daf peivav, where there's a machlokes hatanaim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, how to read a pasuk in Chumash. So he says, we paskan la'aloche. You can take a Korban Pesach and cut it in. Let's say 10 people join together on Korban Pesach. So we're going to cut it. After we shecht it, we cut it in half. 5 people will eat the Korban Pesach over there, and 5 people will eat on a different block in the Yer Atika. So Pesach, this the way we pass on Pesach, nechol b'shtei mekaymes, ein ha'echol ha'echol b'shtei mekaymes. Any one person, if you ate a kezais here, we wouldn't allow you to continue eating a Korban Pesach in another place. We only allow each person to have one achila from the Korban Pesach. If you eat many kizaisim, it's all the hemshech of the one achila. But if you're going to make hashinim akam, so hashinim akam is called the new achila. That's perhaps where there's a din derabbanan. Maybe called the tikkun rabbanan came there. I said tikkun. There's a din derabbanan. If a person is eating chicken and then he walks out of the room and he comes back in, so the din requires he has to say another bracha because when you make hashinim akam, so hashinim akam is a new achila. So maybe called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there. I said Tikkun. Here's the mocker and the din deraisa from this din. Hey, no, echel echel b'shnei mekaymes.
Two things, Jerry. One is so then when children like they have like this thing where they hide the afikoman.
Yes.
So theoretically, if you're in a place where there are going to be other people, you should not allow them to leave the room to hide the afikoman because that would be a hesach hadas.
That's a problem, Tikkun. Yeah.
Also, Eric, we say that in this last thing that Rabbi said about shnei makom that. Is there a din of Bisman Shemiksas on Rowan Elo Selu that we see by Brachos about benching and Bisman? Is that a fly or could they even be separate, like with Damre?
I don't think that would help that Rowan Elo Selu. The Pesach and Nechom Mishneh Mekavis. You can divide the Karim Pesach in two. 5 people will eat there, 5 will eat here. But one person is not allowed to eat in 2 different places. So the Rashbam learns, if they all fell asleep and they all wake up, that's considered as if you're oichel b'shnei mekaymes. Because first you were eating with one chabura, and now, not because of hesach hadas, but you're eating with a new chabura. Okay. Later night of tomorrow, we'll continue with the Haggadah.